Eyes of the Void by Adrian Tchaikovsky, read by Sophie Aldred. Please note that there is a glossary and timeline available for you to download as a PDF. Prologue. Who'd have thought Crazy would turn out to be such valuable cargo? Ooline Tarrant was a rank opportunist. If you were a spacer, it was a virtue. That meant when half of her acquaintances were tearing their hair and prophesying the end of all things after the clams took over, she was repurposing her business and making money. So, the former colony's world of Hwe Kavor had voted to secede and join the hegemony. They were now notionally ruled by the weird-ass shellfish-looking Essiel. Did that mean she couldn't turn some largesse, or at least get a toehold in the complex credit system the hegemonics used? No, it did not. Because one thing the upper crust of Hwe Kavor's new cultist administration had was wealth, in whatever form you liked. And apparently spending it on conspicuous acts of piety was absolutely what they were all about. This conspicuous piety that paid for her fuel and running costs was pilgrimage. She'd made it her speciality. If you were a devout worshipper of the Essiel, you went to places that were supposedly important to them. You meditated there, and bought tacky little souvenirs, and probably met some useful people with good business connections. Ooline wasn't convinced that the whole thing was anything more than some weird graft-turned-old boys' network, to be honest. Religion wasn't a thing she had much time for. Prayers didn't fix spaceships. She'd got her cargo hold fitted out with 200 suspension beds, and they were all full. Anyone on Hwe Kavor who wanted to advance their social standing was getting in on the cult game, and that didn't just mean wearing the red robes. Entire wealthy families were simply thrusting legal tender into her account for the privilege of being sealed in a robot coffin and hauled across the throughways deep into the hegemony. And it turned out, if you were carrying accredited pilgrims, none of the weird-ass alien gatekeepers there asked many questions. She wondered if the spooks back at Mordant House knew that, because it seemed like a hell of a gap in hegemonic security. Her current target was some world called Ark Palator. She'd never heard of it. The limited data said it was basically desert and canyons, nowhere she'd want to set foot on. She didn't have to, though. There were orbitals. It was some big-shot sacred site. Let the pilgrims deal with the heat and the dust, so long as they had the kind of crazy that paid up front. They'd come out of Unspace a respectful distance from the planet. The usual polite hegemonic requests for ID were on her board when she shambled into the two-seater cupboard that passed for a command pod, aboard the Saint Orca. That saint had been added when she got into the pilgrimage business. Ooline had only the loosest grasp of how godbothering worked, but she knew you stuck saint in front of things when they were holy. The ship's only other crew member was already there, having never left, but just powered themselves down for the unspace trip. Tokay-99, as the Hiver called themselves, waved a twig-like metal limb at her, and she wrapped them companionably on their cylindrical body. She let the locals know who they were, sending over all the usual incomprehensible data that apparently allowed her to gad about inside the hegemony. Everyone told you horror stories about how mad everything was here. Back before the secession, she'd never have dared put the Orca's nose inside their borders. She'd missed out on so much good business. The local orbitals